Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Steve Preston. How are you, Steve?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, and really glad to be with you. Steve is the president and the CEO of an organization. It's a non-for-profit, 501c3, everyone has heard of, but not everyone knows exactly what it is and how it works. It's called Goodwill Industries International. So talk through what the organization is.
Well, Goodwill, as a collective network, is the largest provider of workforce development and job placement services in North America. So our mission is to help people develop to their fullest potential and to realize that potential in the job market as a means for economic mobility, as a way for them to take care of themselves and their families and hopefully get on a different trajectory for a great career. Most of the people we serve have different kinds of challenges in life that have inhibited their ability to be successful in the job market. And so we work very closely with them to get not only technical skills, but also job readiness skills and other types of things that help them compete in the workforce.
And I would say the scale is and scope is larger than people realize, because I believe you helped about over 2 million people the last year. And actually, I'm wondering, when you say you are the leading non-for-profit work developer, what does that really mean?
That means that we provide all sorts of services that help people prepare for and move into the labor force successfully. So you may come to us. We'll take a look at where you are in life, what your needs are, what your skills are, and we'll also take a look at what jobs are available in your local market, and then work through with you what your aspirations are and what your needs are. In many cases, people need sort of soft skills and foundational skills. In other cases, they need breakthrough skills like digital skills. Anymore, almost all of the new jobs in the economy require some level of digital skills. And there's sadly millions of people who don't have the requisite skills to move into even kind of foundational jobs. And then the other thing we find is so many of the people we serve have never been through a process where they've actually seen a job that they wanted and gotten the support to get prepared for it and succeed in it. One of the most important forms of support we give them is what we call a career navigator, which is really somebody who walks through the journey with them and advises them and supports them, in many cases, really encourages them to stick with it. So it can be any number of things we do for people, but it's all with that goal of helping them move forward in their lives.
So we're taking the one side. I think it's a misunderstood model, but an unbelievably powerful model, actually at the center, the core of society. Let's look at those for CEOs. So what people may not realize, I know you were founded in 1902, so you're 120 years old, but you do $7.6 billion in revenue, which would actually make you within the Fortune 500, and you have 130,000 team members. So with that size and scope, this is what I'm wondering. What is the relevancy? We have, about 600,000 listeners right now. About 300,000 of them are CEOs of all varying sizes businesses. What is the relevancy of Goodwill with CEOs? Is there a relevancy or is there not?
We're enormously relevant, and they should care not only about Goodwill, but about the broader issues that we address in society. Right now, there are over 8 million unfilled jobs in our country, and many of those CEOs are telling us that we can't find the people with the skills we need to fill them. And if we look forward in the coming years, many new jobs are being created in areas like healthcare and STEM and other areas where people need skills to compete for those jobs and be successful in those jobs. But the people with those skills don't exist today in society. So labor is an incredibly strategic issue for every CEO everywhere. And in many cases, it's a real problem. We are the ones who are working with people in places in the workforce that often have not had an opportunity to compete for those jobs. So I believe what we do in many ways is we expand the labor pool for them in such a way that we help prepare people and help them be competitive in those places. Now, one of the challenges we have is many employers have a very narrow view of what they want for a job. It might be a specific college degree, which may not relate to job success, but that's sort of a gating factor, or a very specific view of what they want that person to be. And if they don't open up the aperture and look at a broader labor pool, they're going to be limited in their ability to attract good labor into those jobs.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's probably the ultimate in diversity, because you're going to get diversity of thinking, diversity of backgrounds, and that's where some of the greatest innovation comes from.
We tend to hire people that talk like we do and sound like we do and have backgrounds like we do because it's very familiar to us. But when we open up the labor pool, what we find is just richer thinking, more creativity. We find that other employees open up their minds to engage people that are different than them, and they end up becoming much healthier organizations. And there's all sorts of research around this. And I want to tell you one other just sort of side note about a particular population. I think a lot of us recently, over the last couple of years at least, have been focusing a lot on people who've been incarcerated and what their lives look like and what opportunity looks like for them. And what we have found is that organizations that have a dedicated program for bringing in formerly incarcerated people tell us that those are some of the best employees they have, and in some cases better than the rest of the labor pool. And other research is showing that many employers are beginning to look much more actively at people who've been incarcerated as they've come to understand what a rich opportunity is for a more diverse labor force and a very productive labor force.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have the most committed people ever.
That's exactly right. People are thankful for the job. They want to succeed. They see a pathway forward. And by the way, which we often don't think about, the workplace is a place where we find human flourishing, right? It's not just where we're making money. It's where we have relationships. We bring our productivity to bear. Sometimes we have an opportunity to be creative and see that come to fruition. So the impact on the whole human of work is very significant. And for somebody who hasn't experienced that for a period of time, I think they know what they have, and it's really special.
So walk through one thing I still don't understand. So you would be one of the largest retailers in America, actually, among the top handful, just because of your scope and size. So how does this work? The money that's made there goes into training people, and then you reach out and you train the people, and then you connect with companies and you get people jobs. Is that how the model works? Just explain it.
So there's two concepts. Number one is there is a very important part of our mission that exists in the store. So many of the people we hire into a store are people who've had challenges in life, people for whom this is a very important source of stability and a launch pad for a better future. And in many cases, we actually provide career coaching and other kinds of training services for people in those stores as a pathway for growth. As a pathway for growth within Goodwill and even beyond Goodwill, because many of those people may get placed into jobs outside. So that's number one. Secondly, we have a network of about 650 job centers, which are completely separate from the stores, right? Those job centers are funded from a number of sources. Sometimes it's grants, sometimes it's philanthropy, but the stores provide a very important part of the funding for what we do in that mission that doesn't live in the stores. And that's where you can come in and meet with a career coach. That's where you can come in and learn job readiness skills or take assessments or look at what's available in your community. And in many cases, that's where you go to take a digital skills class or go through a trade skills program. We just launched a new initiative in four locations. It's called the Goodwill Clean Tech Accelerator, where we are teaching people green jobs in four locations around EV station maintenance, solar panel installation and maintenance, heat pump maintenance, and that will probably broaden out into other areas that are growing that are focused on energy efficiency and the technologies that support it. And so you would find that in four of our job centers right now across the country.
Spectacular. If someone, a CEO, is listening in and they want to get involved, what is the website they go to?
They go to goodwill.org, and you can find any location of ours in the country. And if you are looking to engage locally, you should absolutely reach out to that local organization. We have 154 locations there, or different territories, I should say, that are embedded in those communities. They know their employees. They know the employers. They know people who need support. They know other partners in the community. That's our model, even though it feels big, and you mentioned how big we are collectively, we are very much a collective of local organizations that is supported by a national organization. So connect locally is what I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. The federated model. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about some of the companies that you work with, like Google, Accenture, General Motors, back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Preston, who is the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries International. Now, this is actually the largest nonprofit workforce development network in America. And for scope, $7.6 billion, 130,000 teams, 154 community-based organizations. So now I want to ask you, we heard before how this is really a perfect fit, not just for the economy with the 8 million jobs where you create, you know, 2 million jobs, but that you have a very powerful partnership with CEOs. So let's talk about a company you work with, like maybe Google or Accenture, General Motors. Give an example.
Well, Google's a great example. So Google has a tremendous commitment to advancing digital skills in our country, and now they're focusing on AI as well. And they came to us a number of years ago and said, we'd like to work with you to provide support so that you can teach digital skills to the people that come into your job centers. And so they worked with us on a number of things. Number one, they provided us with funding that we could then provide to the local organizations at Goodwill so that they could do what they needed locally to be able to staff it and prepare for it and bring those people in and train them, number one. Number two, they worked with us on curriculum. And they worked with us to design a 5-level progression of digital skills that took people from the basics. How do I open my email and how do I search the web to sort of mid-level, which is how do I use different office productivity suites so that I can actually use them, to the highest level, which actually got people into computer programming. And in that initial grant, we were able to touch over 1 million people. And when I say touch, I mean provide them with some level of digital literacy. And when we did surveys on the people that went through the program, we saw significant job improvement, significantly higher wages for people that had gone through it. They continued to work with us in advancing that program and building out our capabilities and the ability to deliver that. So they've been a tremendous partner. And I think the other way that they partner with us, and I don't think people typically look at the world this way always, but they care about what we care about. And to have people from an organization of that scale and impact and reach come to us and say, we care about this with you, and we're going to help you reach people because that's what we want to do, I got to tell you, that's fueling my take every day. Another great partner is Accenture, for example. They've helped us in so many different ways in terms of funding different programs, helping us build out our capabilities more broadly. They are the engine or the partner that's behind the Clean Tech Academy that I mentioned, or Clean Tech Accelerator, as we call it. And they have worked with us not only to provide an initial funding for that program, but they've actually given us significant pro bono resources in the form of people who help us design the curriculum and help us build out the capabilities. And they've brought three training partners to the table for us who are experts in the areas that we're training, all things that are essential to the success of the program. And again, they care about what we care about. And the other thing about Accenture is they've got a commitment to hire a significant percentage of their U.S. workforce from people who don't have college degrees, because they're committed to make sure that people who may not be traditionally on a pathway to Accenture have that pathway through the right kind of training and development, which may not involve college.
And a quick snapshot, about 30 seconds, on General Motors.
General Motors is also coming in to support us on a clean tech accelerator. So they obviously, General Motors has gotten into EV very significantly. You know, they're very interested in seeing the charging station network be built out in the country. And they're working with us to help fund this program, which actually, in many cases, trains EV technicians. So we're really excited about working with them as well.
Final question, cycling. What has that taught you about being a great CEO?
Well, I've been an avid cyclist for over 35 years, and there are a lot of great lessons that come out of cycling. One is perseverance, because it takes a lot to get over those hills, but once you get over them, the other side, you see some, you see it coming, you know, you might get some smooth sailing, and then it comes again. So you just got to be ready to grind when it's tough and sprint when the wind's at your back so you can make progress. So that's one thing. You know, I do road cycling, gravel, mountain biking. Is in mountain biking, if you look down in front of your bike when you're going down a really treacherous pathway, you're going to wipe out. It's just the way it works. You need to be looking ahead. You need to be looking way ahead to see what's coming and anticipate it. So that by the time you get there, you're ready to go through that turn or ready to go through that jump or whatever it is. And it's almost like it's not that hard because in your mind, you've been preparing for it, even though it comes at you very, very quickly. The other thing about cycling, especially road riding, is it's much more of a team sport than people realize. And I don't know if you've ever watched the Tour de France or gotten into it. There's a great documentary out there right now on the Tour de France. And you realize that even though it looks like an individual sport, and the person out front on the team is the one who's winning, there is a very tight, team that is very much in lockstep to deliver the results for the team and for the team leader. And it's very nuanced. And I think as a CEO, you need to really be in lockstep with your team. And those signals need to be very tight. And you need to be going very much in the same direction because that's where the power of the team comes in. So those are just a few observations from cycling.
And there you have it. Steve, wonderful having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
And everyone remember, goodwill.org, easy to remember. This is a $7.6 billion company. It's at the center of changing society. And remember, if you want to be a great leader, you know your brain's important, but lead with heart. And the second thing is for mountain biking, don't look down in front of you. Look far ahead. There you have it. See you next week, everyone.
Thank you very much.
From California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jordan Racki. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And Jordan is the CEO of Key Factor, which is a cybersecurity company. So let's talk with everyone. What is Key Factor, and how are you different in a very crowded cybersecurity space?
Yeah, sure, Robert. So Key Factor, we're a machine identity management company. So what that means is we focus on helping enterprises and people that manufacture IoT devices secure and provide credentials to secure their devices. So there's a lot of investments already in protecting humans with usernames and passwords and things of that nature. We're laser focused on securing machines and devices that are within an enterprise and that are coming off assembly lines that are in use every day across the world.
So that's interesting. So you have a very focused angle. What exactly do you do with machines and how do you secure them?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to know where they all are in your enterprise. So we work with a lot of organizations that have kind of rogue devices that are not connected back to the mothership, if you will. And, you know, that leaves a lot of exposure points, especially kind of mid post pandemic, you know, with people working remotely. The moat is not around a firewall anymore. Every device that's out in the world, hybrid, you know, cloud based, you know, those are exposure points that can be taken down by bad actors. And so what we do is we help secure all those endpoint devices, help secure really the entire enterprise to make sure that those, you know, credentials and the information inside of the systems can't be compromised.
And when you talk about enterprises, you know, I'm speaking with enterprise CEOs almost every day, a couple times a week at least. They're definitely knowing that they're being attacked at all times. Everyone understands that. What is it that CEOs of major enterprises should be thinking about in terms of cybersecurity?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what they need to be thinking about is the fact that it really takes only one bad situation for things to go really, really bad. If you think about the Equifax breach that happened many years ago, you know, there's a Department of Defense write-up that's about 65 pages long, and it mentions certificate and in it over 70 times and talks about the importance of certificate management and protecting your information. Essentially, what happened at Equifax was there was this island infrastructure that wasn't connected back to the motherland, if you will, and bad actors were penetrating it and extracting information. And because it had an expired cert, it wasn't able to communicate back that there was actually people mining that information that shouldn't be in there. So I guess my message is it only takes one mistake for catastrophic situation to happen to your business. And that's what's really, I think, accelerated our growth in the market is the realization that you have to build a business on the premise of trust. And you have to have, you know, a zero trust environment. And these are really critical elements of that entire, you know, process for a company.
What's really interesting, Jordan, is that you are laser focused on the one area of certification. And a lot of people go in different areas. Give an example of a client. Let's say, like right now, banking is sure. Constantly being threatened. So give an example maybe of a bank you're working with and the challenge they had, what you had to work with them. And if it's too proprietary, you don't need to mention the name. If yeah. You want to promote them, you're welcome to.
Well, Robert, I know you're based in the Northeast. I'll tell you, a lot of very large Northeastern banks are customers of ours. And yeah, I mean, they understand the utmost importance to have a trusting environment for their customers. Because, you know, one breach or a large system-wide outage, not only hits them at the bottom line in that moment, but has residual impact. And so, yeah, we work a lot in the financial sector. We work a lot in the technology, the retail, but really we have a horizontal offering because every enterprise, that's out there that has, you know, devices in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, needs to make sure that they have security strategy around all those endpoints, because again, those could be exposure access points for bad actors.
Okay. So we're going to shift over to leadership, but one final question.
All right.
If you were talking with an enterprise CEO right now and you could just say,
here's the one thing you need to know, what is the one thing you would tell them? I mean, I mentioned it earlier, but build your business on the basis of trust. You know, customers demand partners and organizations to be fully secure, and make sure that you're making the proper investments. Give the CISO a seat at the table. There's a lot of articles in the Wall Street Journal, Gartner, you know, et cetera, that really speak about when the pandemic hit, it elevated CISOs. CISOs historically maybe sat under the CIO or sometimes the CTO. Not anymore. You know, today CISOs are sitting right next to the CEO and supporting them to make sure that they are putting in place the proper, you know, security requirements for their enterprise. So I would just say don't take some of it for granted, and don't wait until, you know, after something happens to act. Make sure that the investments are happening. And we're seeing that, by the way. We're seeing a great kind of inbound interest in what we do from large enterprises. And I think it's thanks to the CEOs providing budgets for CISOs and CIOs and the like. So I think it's all happening right now, which is great.
Okay, so good advice. Let's focus over to the leadership. So you were not a CEO. You were really, you know, an operational sales executive. How does one move from there over to CEO?
Sure. So I've been fortunate enough to work with Insight Partners for over 6 years now. They're a VC and PE firm based out of New York City. This is my third company where they've owned majority stake. The first one of which I had raised funding as the CRO there to do that funding exercise. But, you know, for me, I think, you know, to get into this position, it took a lot of trust and results that happened over those years, as well as my track record prior. But I think it's also just speaks to the importance of Insight knowing what they had in Key Factor. Key Factor, prior to me, which has been around for almost 20 years and had multiple different iterations of its business from a consulting firm to now a software organization. But Key Factor, you know, 3.5 years ago when I joined, had a great product, had great product market fit, and really just needed to complement that with a strong execution arm from a go-to-market and distribution channel side. So it took a visionary chairman, who is our chairman, Mike Triplett from Insight, to consider me for the role, and me partnering with the founders and the rest of the business and coming in and looking at how can we scale a go-to-market team that can complement what's already a great product side of the house. And we've been fortunate to have a pretty, you know, pretty good success story, you know, over the past 3.5 years, which is great.
What do you see as the future for Key Factor based on?
I mean, when people ask me, you know, what are we focused on? I mean, we're focused on health. We're focused on building a healthy business, healthy numbers, healthy and happy employees, healthy metrics, happy customers. You know, because with us, where we're at in our growth phase, you know, we want to have a lot of options for the future. And when you're healthy, you're attractive. When you're attractive, you've got options. So we really just want to have a very healthy ecosystem for our employees, our customers, our business, our partner economy. And we're pretty heads down right now. So we're focused on that, and we're focused on executing. There's still a whole lot of low-hanging fruit. I mean, we believe that our market's 95% untapped right now. So there's just this, all this blue ocean out there that we're pretty focused on bringing into our business.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Jordan Racky, we're going to find out more about sales, where he was a superstar, and secrets to sales. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong, or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's
stores and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're talking with Jordan Racki, who is the CEO of KeyFactor, a leading cybersecurity company focusing on enterprises. So before you became CEO, you were in sales. Talk about the lessons you learned there and how they applied to being CEO.
Yeah, I think, a couple things. First of all, I learned how important it was to be able to influence people and be able to influence them when you didn't necessarily have authority to directly manage them. Because you've got to influence your customers, your prospects, you've got to build business cases, you've got to galvanize a team around you in a team selling motion. And even though I'm the CEO, and sure, you know, on an org chart it says I'm at the top, you know, it's not going to last too long if I just direct everyone on what to do. So, you know, having the ability and learning the nuances of influencing, I think, has been really critical. On top of that, you know, I think, you know, something that I used to kind of, you know, implement it from a sales standpoint and manage my sales team on was the concept of speeding tickets over parking tickets. And what I mean by that is I'd much rather have a team that's respectfully assertive, moving fast, you know, getting things done, and being asked and told to slow down than kind of sitting on their butt and being told to get off their rear end. So, you know, I think, you know, the combination of learning how to influence people when you're not necessarily in charge, combined with the proactive effort that it takes to be successful in sales, has been a winning formula as it relates to sitting in the CEO seat.
And let's talk about the customer experience. While you're in the process, how do you engage people? What are you trying to do and get your people to do?
Can you ask that question again?
By the way, the answer is do your homework, ask the right questions during the discovery phase, take the time to truly understand.
Forging relationships with customers, Jordan. Talk about your relationships.
My relationships with customers? Okay.
How you forge the relationship with the customer. It's about making the sale, but you really have to get in there and understand the challenge.
I can talk about that. All right. Let's ask the question.
Okay. So let's talk about the whole customer experience.
Sure.
And what the keys are for that.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the most important things, and this comes back to my sales experience and what I always try to teach my sales teams is, you know, a lot of salespeople will sell to the kind of contract signature and they'll use that as the climatic event or the peak of kind of the cycle. But really the customer doesn't care about that. They care about getting to steady state. They care about getting value out of your product. So I think what's really important with the customer is that even in the sales cycle, you're not working towards just a contract. You're working towards, you know, the vision of what we're selling and what we're talking about. And then when you work backwards, only at that point is the contract and getting that done just one piece of that overall journey. So I think you've got to start there. You've got to start at the end and where the vision of where we're going together is. And if you do that, you're setting the right tone out the gate. And then, you know, developing the relationship throughout is critical and just maintaining kind of a good touch point and making sure they're happy after you were to pass them on to the customer side is something also really important from the sales standpoint.
And how about the culture? What are your insights on building a really powerful culture?
Well, when I came to Key Factor, I was really fortunate to inherit, you know, just a fantastic business. I'm from Atlanta, and Key Factor was actually originated out of Cleveland, Ohio, which is still the headquarters of the business. And I never really worked with Midwesterners before, and I quickly learned that Midwesterners are genuinely nice, whereas I think Southerners were a little more passive aggressively nice. So that's been a great thing that I picked up on when I joined the business. So a great culture was already in place. What I did is I focused on kind of distilling down and seeing the DNA of the business and as we grow and thinking about how we could expressly define, you know, our company core values, our mission, our vision. We created a initiative called the Diverse Commitment, which is all around. It's an acronym which stands for Diversity Internally Valued, Expansive Recruiting, and Societal Education. So it's this whole encompassing strategy on how we drive diversity, not only in our business, but in the communities in which we live, which is a really important thing for us as a company to do. So you bring all that together. You know, I really think, you know, culture and people, investing in your people is really a force multiplier as you think about the growth of an organization. So it's a really important element that people shouldn't focus in on.
Yeah, it's clear you're really passionate about the culture there. Was there ever a challenge that you had to face in business that you overcame and you learned something from that?
I mean, there's been a lot of challenges and headwinds over the past 3 years, both externally for everyone that I'm sure you're all aware of, as well as when I first joined the organization. I had joined it, and I had quickly realized when meeting with our finance team that the business had overhired, and it had hired against numbers that it was expecting to be able to hit, and it wasn't hitting. And so first time on the job, first time CEO, you know, 3 months in, I'm sitting there with my CFO, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, we're going to have to, you know, eliminate some of the resources we have for the greater good of the future of the organization. So I had to go through that, and it was, put me right in the fire. First time CEO, had to do a little bit of a riff, and it was an unfortunate time, but it was a good learning exercise, I think, not only for myself, but for those that are in the business even today. The importance of being able to, hire on schedule, hit numbers, and be able to forecast out. Because I always tell our team the difference in a high-growth business and a hyper-growth is a hyper-growth business is so sure of their repeatability in their motion of growth that they have the luxury to hire people ahead of schedule. They have the ability to hire ahead of bookings because they know, because how strong their forecasting accuracy is, as a company with all the leading indicators, where they're going to be in the future. And so, you know, that was a learning exercise, I think, for everyone. We got into this hyper-growth mode. I think if you look at the macro headwinds today, while we feel really good about things and we're looking at our leading indicators and it all looks really positive, I just think, you know, it's really prudent today to have a couple different plans of growth, just to be prepared for what's out there externally that has nothing to do with how, you know, things that your team can control. But just given the turbulence in the world right now, you really got to be prepared and have a couple different ways to go about it.
Any CEO who's interested in learning more about Key Factor, what's the website?
It's just keyfactor.com, KeyFactor.com.
I could have almost guessed that. Well, a pleasure, Jordan, having you on the CEO show, and much success in the future, especially because a lot of these enterprises are depending on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.